29-5 here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. And from our instant traffic SMS reports, the West Gate apparently is now just reopened. Thanks, Jonesy, for that one. Motorbike and a car prang on the bridge about halfway up. Clear now. Traffic on the bridge moving nicely now. Various other words, starting with all sorts of letters describing exactly the state of the West Gate at the moment. And those of you who are battling to get in, good luck with that. It is, it's not good. And Gary Waddle Glenn wants to know if Doug Wade kicked 100. Yes, he did, back in 1969. We'll catch up with Johnny Anderson probably one day next week with a chance. Unfortunately, the planets didn't align properly, but we'll get to Johnny and talk to him about his book, 100 Goals, The Stars That Kicked Them, next week here on 1116 SEN as part of the run home. But now the VFL fixture for 2017, the Peter Jackson VFL fixture, has been released. John Hook, the State League manager of the VFL, is on the line now. G'day, John.
G'day, Kevin. How are you?
Good. The season kicks off for the VFL across the Easter weekend.
Yes, having a game on Easter Friday, so yeah, it should be good.
First ever VFL Good Friday clash between, I think it's Footscray and the Box Hill Hawks. That'll be a beauty.
Yeah, well, I think, as you know, Kevin, there's a lot of games played out throughout country Victoria and metropolitan Victoria, for that matter, in community leagues with Easter Friday, and Footscray wanted to kick off their season with that. So I think that's we saw no reason not to.
Yeah, that works in nicely, obviously, with the game against North Melbourne for the AFL side for the Bulldogs, yeah, as well. Good news, I guess, Channel 7 on board again for 2017, John?
Yes, they are, Kevin, and they've been a great partner. I mean, last year we had some very good results with the broadcasting figures, and along with Maguire Media, who did the commentary for the VFL match of the day. Been a pretty good partnership, and we work in pretty well together, and Anthony Stangutz, our media manager, works very closely with those guys, and it's been very good.
Yep, and they've got a terrific team headed by Jason Bennett and Nigel Carmody, so yes. Really good coverage of VFL footy, yes. There comes up well. Now we've got state footy as well next year?
Yes, we've got West Australia coming over here, so we haven't decided on what venue that will be yet, but obviously it will be in a metropolitan venue, because it will be broadcast by Channel 7, so we'll decide on that one. Would be nice to probably take them up to Ballarat and freeze them up a bit. we'll have to be... keep it around the Melbourne area.
Let's make that on a temperature basis. Yeah. I think it'd be the best, the coldest place we can find in Victoria, yeah, is where that game. We'll run a competition statewide for that one, Hookie. Yeah. I think that'll work. Obviously, and I'm obviously aware of this, a lot of people aren't, but Werribee on the road for the season because of the nearly $12 million redevelopment of Avalon Airport Oval?
Yeah, look, this happens a fair bit, Kevin, as you would know. I mean, we had Williamstown a couple of years ago, yep, when they were doing their development. Look, at the end of the day, and look, it affects the Werribee Football Club, obviously, but we worked in pretty well with their draw, the fixture. Yes, they'll be on the road in a number of venues they're taking the game to, like Hoppers Crossing and down at Torquay and
Wangaratta.
Look, at the end of the day, we'll have another great facility down at Avalon Oval, and the Wyndham Council is a great supporter of sport, in particular football, in that venue, as you would know. So you look. Yes, it does complicate the draw a bit when you don't have grounds available, but that's a minor price to pay for. In the end of the day, you get another great venue for VFL football.
And I guess one good part of that is that Werribee will play a game at Frankston, and we've got another game, I think, or two happening at Frankston as well. So even though Frankston's not in the competition, we will have some footy at Frankston Oval.
Oh, there'll be a fair bit of footy there.
Good.
There's going to be two VFL games. I think the other one is Collingwood Richmond, or is that one of those? And yep, we've got a few TAC games down there as well as. Women's girls football down there, so there will be a fair bit of footy connected to the TAC and VFL down there, which is a great ground. So we're obviously hoping that in a year's time, working with the council, and I must admit that Dennis Hovenden, the CEO down at down at Frankston Council is a great supporter of sport, and in particular VFL, AFL football. You know, we're all working together to hopefully that, you know, Frankston can come back into the competition in 2018, but, you know, obviously that'll depend on the governance and all that, that they can get up and running. But we're all working together with Council, AFL Victoria and the people at Frankston Football Club to see if that can come to fruition in 2018.
Yeah, I think from a long-term point of view, that's an area where we can't afford not to have a, you know, a major, at least a state league team at the very least coming out of there. John, appreciate your time. I see there's three AFL Curtain Raiser matches on the program as well. It's all up on the AFL Victoria website, the VFL site, so people can check out the draw for 2017. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Kevin. Thanks very much, Mike.
John Hook there, the State League Manager of the VFL. The fixture is out and about, kicking off on the Easter weekend with games, the Good Friday game and games right through until the Easter Monday. So some exciting stuff, a chance for you to go and see if you're an AFL supporter, to see the young bucks coming up through and people coming back from injury through your VFL side, or if standalone teams like Port Melbourne and Williamstown, the chance to see some blokes who either have had an opportunity and are still trying to make it in into the AFL system, or coming up through the TAC Cup and didn't get drafted and they're running around there. I tell you, the standard of football, if you haven't seen it, the standard of VFL football is exceptionally good. And I have to also say the standard of the Development League, which is underneath it, is terrific as well.